Praise the Lord. Come on, let's get God a hand clap of praise. Amen. Stand to your feet with me and let's begin this off with prayer. I'm going to ask Brother TJ to come right now. And I know there's some other ones going to come in. We're a Pentecostal group, so there's going to be some people late. We'll start off our service with a handful and end with a mass. Amen. Where we come to worship the Lord, and I'm glad to have everybody here. How many is ready to worship the Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. Amen. There'll be some more come in later, but right now we want to recognize those who are here. We want to give a hand to the First Pentecostal Church and Brother Eddie Allen. Amen. We always want to say thank you for opening your doors and allowing us to do this here, and such a blessing to be here. I want to welcome Word of Hope and me. Amen. We want to thank Brother TJ Pace and the Lighthouse Church in Bowden. Amen. We've got the band and the praise team from True Vine. Amen. Give them a hand. Brother Dennis is not feeling well, so we want to pray for him, remember him. Amen. We've got some representatives from the New Beginning Apostolic and Rock March. So give them a hand for being with us. Amen. We're glad to have them. And I am just ready. Thank God for everyone being present, but I'm thankful for the Lord to be present in this house. Amen. Come on, TJ, lead us in.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for a time to come together to, as a community, God, to just to reach out. Lord, not just to reach out for our cause that we're here for tonight, but just to come together to praise and to worship you. And God, we just want you to just move in this atmosphere, change our atmosphere tonight, Lord, and just have your way in this service. God, help us to get out of the way and let you have your way tonight. And God, we'll be sure to praise you and worship you and honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind. We're leaning on the everlasting arms. Well, we're leaning, yes, we're
leaning, safe and secure from all alarms.
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood,
power in the blood.
Would you all heave the victory away? There's wonderful
power in the blood.
Well, there's
power, power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
Working power
in the
precious blood of the Lamb.
Sing it one more time. Where is
power? Power, wonder-working power
in the blood.
In the blood of the Lamb.
Where is
power? Power, wonder-working power
in the
precious blood of the Lamb.
Come on, just put your hands together like this. Go ahead, Dave. bright morning when this life is o'er. In the morning to a home on God's celestial shore,
I'll fly away.
Oh,
I'll fly away. Oh, glory, I'll fly away.
Yes, in the morning
when I die,
hallelujah. Just a few more weary days and then I'll fly away to a land where joy shall never end. I'll fly away, Lord, and
I'll fly away, oh glory, I'll fly away.
The devil went to God and said, old Job would fall apart. If you should take away his fortune, let me put him to the test. Soon, for Job had lost his health and wealth and all the rest. And as his troubles added up, he fell down on his knees and said, oh Lord, I still got one thing. And that's your love for me.
So you gotta count your blessings. You'll find one if you try. Count on the Lord and watch that blessing multiply. But those might have, could have, should have been taught nothing but distressing. So when you're down and out, it's time to count your blessings.
Go through hard times when you fall upon despair. But just remember you're surrounded by his blessings everywhere. It's in a neighbor's helping hand or in the sunshine of a smile. One blessing leads to one more, you'll be counting for a while. It's best to look at what you have and forget what you have not. And just learn a lesson from old Job and give thanks for what you got. Cause you gotta count on your blessings. You'll find one if you try. Count on the Lord and watch that blessing multiply. And your might have, could have, should have been are nothing but distressing. So when you're down and out, it's time to count your blessings.
Try, count on
praise if you're blessed tonight. Amen. How many can count their blessings tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. Well, praise God. We're so glad to have everybody. I've just received word, Pastor Rudy and some of the Book of Acts churches with us. Amen. Give them a hand. Praise the Lord. So glad to have everybody. And again, this year, we're doing the same thing we did last year. We're taking up for the Shop with a Cop. And what a blessing that was. And to hear of more children that were able to have Christmas gifts because of what we did collectively. And tonight, we also have Brother Shadrick to come and to give another presentation. So I want you to give him a hand as he comes from the Villarica Police Department.
So many familiar faces here tonight. Before we start, let's give God another hand. I mean, this is great. So for those of you that don't know me, my name is Keith Shaddix. I'm the captain at Villarica Police Department. I've been tasked with raising the fund and running the program for Shop with a Cop. What this program does is we reach out and try to not fulfill kids' needs, but actually brings me joy in their life just for this time of season. We know that this is not going to change things. It's not going to change the situation. It's not going to turn things around. But it gives them a bright spot at this time of year when we like to see kids happy. So our program this year has been held from age 3 to 12. Right now I have 93 kids on our list. As of Friday, I had money for 70. So I have stepped out on faith. And I've made up the list well before I got the money. And in fact, when I made the list and called the parents, I didn't have money for 70. I got some donations that came in Thursday and Friday this past week that brought me up to 70. So, but I've got a couple other people that's contacted me. We've got some more money coming in. I got another church that's bringing us a check tomorrow. God's good. And I had to stop and look at it and go, do I wait till the last minute to call parents? What do I do? So I decided to trust in God and just go ahead and make my list and pretend the money is there, because it's going to be. So thank y'all for doing this. It is so greatly appreciated. And I have bragged on what y'all did last year. Was just amazing. It was just there's no other word for it. But this program is very good. There's a lot of these kids that they will really, if you don't have a heart, they'll form one inside you. If you've got a heart that's hard as stone, they're gonna break it. And there's some of the kids that some of the families look at and go, ah man, did we make a mistake choosing them? But if I got to make a mistake on a few of them to get to the families that I really need, it's worth it. And there's some of these kids, I can't give you a couple stories, but some of the kids that we've helped in the past. I had a young man that actually failed to make it on the day that we were having it. And I wondered what happened, but you know, he wasn't there. And of course, I wasn't in my office. I'm in the middle of doing this. When I get back to my office, I found a voicemail from his mother saying that he was actually sick, running a fever, and she didn't feel it was right to bring him there around other kids and spread it. And I appreciate that. So I gave her a call back and talked with her. And I said, well, tell me, we have a few days before Christmas. If the fever breaks, if he gets to feeling better, call me. We'll take him by himself. So she did. And I met her at Walmart. One of my officers went up there with me, and we meet her and we get a buggy and said, okay, son, this is, and he was about 10 or 11. So he wasn't a real young kid. Mom asked, can I go along? Sure. Yeah, there's no reason you just sit up here. Go and, you know, come with us. So I kind of gave him some things. You know, we don't buy him knives. I don't buy him BB guns. No violent video games. There's a little bit of restrictions on it. You know, just as a parent, We want to make sure that we give them things that are safe. So I kind of went through and said, this is what it, other than that, let's go, you know, it's what you want for Christmas. Let's go find it and get it. And I don't remember what the limit was that we had set that year. I think it was around $125. It's been a couple years ago. And we start going, and this child starts pushing the buggy down the grocery aisle. And I'm, if he starts buying groceries, I'm you know. But he actually turned off the grocery aisle and turned into the heart. I said, what are you looking for? He said, well, you said I can get what I want, right? And he was very respectful, but he, I'm like, well, yeah, within reason. And suddenly I find us, we're looking at microwaves. And his mother breaks down, and she's crying. I mean, tears running. She's like, no, this is your Christmas. You're not spending your money. He said, but Mama, we haven't had a microwave that worked in months. And I use it too. And that's what I want. So, of course, my officer looked at me and says, you thinking what I'm? Yeah. So we got the microwave, and we paid for that out of our pockets. And we still spent the money that we were going to spend on him. So those kind of kids are the one that goes and picks up something, and it's $20. And he has, you know, we've set, like I said, $125 limit. I think this year, what I'm planning on right now, what I'm banking on, is I'm going to spend $150 per child. Now, there's some officers that can't count. Some officers aren't the brightest people in the world. I mean, let's just be honest. And when they get up here to the registers, ring it up, instead of ringing up at 150, they ring up and it's 165. I don't make that child go put something back. I pay for it. So I always carry a little extra to make sure I can cover the overages. But we had one child, I think the limit was 125, and when I carried him back, or carried her back, she picked up one item, it was about $20, and I said, well, what else do you want? She said, oh, this is enough. I said, well, we've got some more money. I've got about $100 more. She said, but I don't need anything else. This is all that I need. This is all I want. Don't you need that spend for other kids? So those are the kids that you're going to do. Oh, we're going to find something special for you. So thank y'all for doing this. I said, I'm going to be here through the service and after service. If there's a question you have about the program, 100% of the money that's raised for this program goes into a special account. It's held there. If there's money left over, and we last year, the reason donations have been very, very slow this year, and the reason we're able to do, and I was even able to step out on faith to do what we're doing, is because of the balance we carried over last year. So anything that's not used would immediately be placed toward next year. It'll give us a good starting point for next year. We do, I'm very transparent on how the money's used. I do take an amount out of this money, and this year I bought gifts for 100 seniors, and we're actually going to deliver those Wednesday, and I've already got them, and already got them paid for. I've done that early in the fall to plan ahead. And we pick a different section of the city, and we carry gifts to the seniors. So this year we've got them gifts, and we'll be carrying those Wednesday and delivering in one of the nursing homes here and some apartments where there's some seniors. And then I've got a few that I've been contacted about that are shut-ins, and I'm going to do those. But I've got 100 seniors that we have now on the list. So we again, this is where the money's going from. That's what's going to be raised now. Thank you so very much.
Amen. Come on, give God praise. Sitting there trying to think what I would say after that, there's really nothing to add to that. When our own community, when a kid just wants a microwave for Christmas, there's a need. There's a need. We have a couple in our church that is in Uganda, and I shared this Sunday night with you guys, that they went over there with a suitcase full of flip-flops, and these kids were just so excited, as if they were new iPhones. And that is a tremendous thing, and I am blessed to be a pastor that somebody would go do that in another country, and I thank God that our church supported them in their endeavor to do that. But I want to tell you, around the corner, there's some kids that are in need too. Across the street, there's kids in need. Amen. And as the church, if we can't take care of our own in our own home, we have no need to go across the sea. Amen. The Bible says in Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost has come upon you to be a witness for me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the world. The first place we are to witness and to be the church is in our own home. Amen. Amen. If I could get the ushers to come tonight, amen, we're going to receive an offering. And I want you to stand. This is something Brother Anthony does at our church, and he says the reason he does this is so you can reach deeper in your pocket. I want you to reach down tonight. I want you to reach deep. If I can get someone else to help with the offering tonight. I don't want you to think about the kids in our community that all they might want is a microwave or a pair of shoes. And we can do that. We can make a difference in somebody's life. Amen. Tonight, you can do that. Father, we come to you tonight. We give you praise and we give you honor. God, we ask you to pour your spirit out upon us. Lead us and guide us and direct us in what to give. And God, let us be the hands and feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ tonight to make a difference in someone's life, to make an impact in their life for the glory and the presence of God. Lord, for these children in our own community, at our own back door, in our own neighborhood, who other than what we do tonight may not have a Christmas, God, I pray that we be led by the Spirit tonight, that we may be the instruments that you would use to give them what they need and what they want. God, I pray that tonight you lead us more so than you've ever led us before to give for the kingdom and to give for your honor. And I'll give you the praise and I'll give you the honor in Jesus' mighty name. And before you walk off and before we do this, a couple of things. Think about if it was your home. Think about if it was your children and what you would want someone to do for them. Amen. God bless you.
Of my story. me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am.
There is a new name ring down in glory. Heaven is mine. Yes, it's mine. See, I've met the author of my story. Heaven is mine. Yes, it's mine. There is a new name written down in glory. Heaven is mine. Yes, it's mine. See, I've met the author of my story. Heaven is mine. Yes, it's mine. Heaven is mine. Yes, it's mine. Heaven is mine. Yes, it's mine.
Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I'll be, oh, Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
everywhere
I'll be, oh, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
everywhere I'll be,
everywhere I'll be,
everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
everywhere I'll be,
everywhere I'll be,
everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
everywhere I'll be,
everywhere I'll be. Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine.
Jesus is mine. Everywhere I go, everywhere I'll be, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
everywhere
I'll be, oh, Jesus is mine.
Everywhere I go,
everywhere I go,
but I want him to be where everywhere I am, everywhere I'm going, every step that I take, I want him right there with me. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is mine.
We're going to slow it down a little bit, but I gotta praise the Lord just for a second. TJ was supposed to do it this morning, and he didn't, but we had an appointment Wednesday morning that if the Lord didn't intervene in, I was very scared of the consequences. But we prayed, and we had a praying family and a praying church family. And we walked in, and everything was smooth sailing. And I knew that no matter the mountains that we face, no matter the valleys, no matter where we are, because he's everywhere that we're going to be, but he's kept us safe over and over and over again. So y'all praise and worship with us tonight.
From the throne room today, been talking with him, and I was reminded where I am and where I've been. I've sailed many waters, rough and deep, but someone has sailed each one with me safely and surely. I've rode each storm with my dearest friends. Brought me safe thus far. I'm in the ship with the one who made the moon and the stars. And I praise him for mercy that can't fail. And I love that old grace that still prevails. This is my story. I'll give him the glory. Safe thus far. The stormy seas, as they rolled apart, see, I rested in peace as he spoke to my trembling heart. The church, I have no doubt, no fear, no dread, cause I'll still be standing, I'll be telling my story. I am safe thus far. Lord, I am safe thus far. He's brought me safe.
we're safe thus far. Now I'm smiling in the face of all the stormy seas as they can't pull it apart. And I rest in peace as he's full to my trembling heart. Now I really don't know what lies ahead, oh, but I'll have no doubt, no fear and no dread, 'cause I'll still be standing. I'll be telling my story. I am safe as far. Oh, I am safe as far. He's brought me safe as far. I'm in the ship with the one who made the moon and the stars. And I praise him for mercy that can't fail. I love that old grace that still prevails. This is my story, and I'll give him the glory. Save the star. This is my story, and I'll give him the glory. Save the star.
Praise, amen. How many know he's brought you safe thus far? Amen. If it had not been for the Lord, amen, where would I be? Praise him. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Give the Lord praise. Amen. Just saying, amen. That did. Praise the Lord. What a miracle the Lord has done. Before I go any further, let me say that we have planned, and I failed to announce this at the beginning, a fellowship in the Curtis Center after this. We've got food out there. I set that up, and I told them, I said, we just want some snack food, some cakes and all. And this thing has become a full-blown meal, man. The women of two or three different churches got together, and they've made it more than what I intended it to be. But I want everyone to stay in fellowship. How many enjoy the fellowship service? Amen? But I want you to stay and eat and fellowship one with another afterwards. Amen? And just spend some time one with another. I'm going to do my best to shorten the message. And most of you know me. If I ask for five more minutes, we in trouble. But I'm going to do... But if you'll just stand with me, I'm going to quote a scripture that is very common and well known, especially during this season. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. He says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulders. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of peace. Lord, I praise you tonight. I praise you for the spirit, the power we feel in this house. And I pray just for the next few minutes, Lord, you use me in a mighty way to do what it is you set me here to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. He said, his name shall be called. When we begin to think about the name of God or the names of God, we can look back and we know that he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord, our provider. He is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord, our healer. He is Jehovah Nissi, the Lord our banner. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord our peace. Jehovah Ra, the Lord our shepherd. Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness. And Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is here. How many know that Jehovah Shammah is here tonight? Amen. We come tonight to do something powerful and great for our community, to take up an offering, to receive something tonight to help children in need in our own community. We come tonight to fellowship one with another as we've done for the last year, and it has been tremendous, right? We come tonight at the end of this service, we're going to call an altar call, and everybody from different churches will come and need prayer or ask for prayer. And I think it's a beautiful thing that all these different congregations will come and lay hands one on with another and pray one for another as the Bible tells us to, right? That is something tremendous and awesome, and I thank God for that opportunity. But church, can I tell you, we come here tonight for even a greater cause, and that is to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, to give Him glory and to give Him honor and to give Him praise for everything that He has done and everything that He is. He is Elohim, the God Creator, amen. He is Elohim, the everlasting God. He is El Elyon, the Most High God. He is El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. Can I tell you, He is Savior, Redeemer. He is the Bread of Life, the Lord of Lords, the Son of the Living God, the only begotten of the Father. He is the Beloved, the Holy One of Israel. He is the Christ, the King of Kings, the Head of the Church, the Almighty. He is Alpha Omega. He is Master King of the Jews, the High Priest, the Prophet, the Teacher. He is Emmanuel, God with us. He is the Advocate with the Father. He is our Mediator, our Judge, the Chief Cornerstone, the Author and the Finisher of our faith. He is the Lamb of God, the Good Shepherd. He is the Shepherd and the Bishop of our souls. He is the Word become flesh. He is the foundation of the living water. He is the rock. He is the Messiah. He is the true vine. He is the branch, the bridegroom, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the bright and morning star, the image of the invisible God. He is the Son of Man. He is the great I Am. Amen. He is the Carpenter. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the King of Israel. He is Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Give Him praise. Glory to God. We come to lift that name up. The name that Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, when the angel come to Joseph as he was contemplating putting Mary away, spoke to him, Gabriel told him, he said, she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin. The same angel spoke to Mary in Luke chapter 1 verse 31 and said, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will call his name Jesus. We come tonight to lift up Jesus, amen. We come to glorify Jesus, amen. I know we hear it and it's a cliche. He is the reason for the season. I come tonight not to lift up Santa Claus. I didn't come to sing to Rudolph and his bright little nose. I come to lift up Jesus. I come to lift Him up because He is Alpha and Omega. Amen. I come to lift Him up because He was the babe in a manger that went to the cross of Calvary, that was put in a borrowed tomb and rose again. Amen. He is the one that ascended into heaven and sent down the power of the Holy Ghost. I come to lift up Jesus. I come to lift Him up because Philippians chapter 2 verse 9, it says, wherefore God has highly exalted Him and given Him a name that is above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee will bow, of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And at Jesus' name, every tongue will confess that He is Lord, to the glory of the Father. Lift Him up tonight. Lift Him up tonight. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. The Bible says in Acts 4 and 12, no other name given among men whereby we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. Woo! Everything we do needs to be in Jesus' name. If it's not done in the name of Jesus, it's futile. It doesn't mean anything. We come tonight to take up, and let me tell you what I've calculated, and I'm waiting for the number tonight to see, but I'm calculating, and if I got to break the bank to make it right, I'll do it. I'm calculating for the last year, our fellowship services coming together, figuring out what it is we're going to support, whether it's Shop with a Cop, the Pregnancy Resource Center, Victory Valley Ranch Group for the Women Drug Rehab. We have raised almost $21,000 for outreach. Stand and give Him praise for that. Amen. Give Him praise for that. Thank God for that. That is done by the hands and the feet of His Son. You guys have to be seated. Amen. We in a Pentecostal church. It's going to be like aerobics. But all that we do and everything that we do, if it's not to glorify the name of Jesus, it doesn't mean anything. It's not going to account to anything. We can do benevolence and we can be good and we can give to the poor and we can give to the needy. But I come to tell you that the church of Jesus Christ needs to do it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Everything we do, whether it be done by word or deed, do it in the name of the Lord. And that name is a significant name and a powerful name. I want to tell you that name is a safe place. The Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 10 that the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous run in and are safe. Amen. I come to tell you that His name is a safe place. It's a safe haven. It's a place of security and refuge. Amen. That we can run to as the church in Psalms 46 and 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord is right there with you. And His name is a strong tower and a safe place. Psalms 27, 5. For in the time of trouble, He shall hide you in His pavilion. In the secret place of His tabernacle shall He hide me and shall set me upon a rock. Who is that rock? Jesus. Jesus is that rock. Set me up on that rock. Everything else outside of Jesus is seeking sand. Amen. It doesn't mean anything. It'll falter and fail, but Jesus will always be. Amen. He is a secured foundation for the church of the living God. It is Him who we should trust in. Hebrews 13 and 6. So what then shall we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. I'm putting my trust in the Lord. We come this season to celebrate. We have our plays and we have our programs and we have them at our church and you have them at your church. And that's great. We'll get with family and we'll give gifts. Amen. How many is excited about receiving a gift? Well, all the rest of y'all are holier than I am because I'm telling you, I'm excited. My wife took my daughter the other day shopping and she said, we're going to buy Christmas gifts for you and her husband's parents and all. I said, well, what did you get? She said, I can't tell you. About an hour later, I said, what did y'all do today? She said, we went and we bought some things. I said, what did you buy? She said, you're trying it again, but I can't tell you. So we're excited about these things. I'm excited about worshiping Him. Amen. I'm excited about worshiping the Lord. I'm excited about running into Him in my time of trouble and in my time of need and my time of adversity and my time of difficulty. I'm running to the Lord. Amen. I'm not running to the world. I'm not running to the politics. I'm not running to all these different things. I'm running to Jesus. Amen. I'm not even going to run to the church. I'm going to run to Jesus Christ. I got to get to the foundation. My world is turning upside down and everything's shaking around me, but I'm turning to Jesus. I'm getting to Him. I got to get on a firm foundation, and that firm foundation is Jesus. Everything is falling apart in your life. I come to tell you, run to Jesus. Run to Jesus. With everything you've got, run to the Lord. He is your foundation. He is your refuge. He is your security. Run to the Lord. He is my safe place. The Lord, the name of the Lord gives me security. Because I know also that the name of the Lord gives me security, knowing that the Lord is with me. No matter what I'm going through, no matter what I'm facing, no matter where I am, the Lord is with. Isaiah 7:14, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew 1:23 fulfills that and gives that prophecy again. Behold, it says a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Emmanuel, being interpreted God with us. Jesus is God with us. John 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with him, and I'm telling you, he's with me and you. The name of Jesus gives me security that the Lord is with me no matter where I go, no matter where I stand. And I love that. Now, whether I go, amen, he's with me. I started to get y'all sing that one more time, amen. He is with me, amen. If I'm up on the mountain, he's with me. If I'm down in the valley, he's with me. If I'm out in the field, he's with me. If I'm everywhere, he's with me wherever I go. The Bible says I cannot escape his presence. Even in hell, there you are. I come to tell somebody, you're not so far out that the Lord can't go with you. You haven't been so far out that the Lord's not with you. You haven't been so low that the Lord's not with you. When we get to that place in our life, we can call on the Lord. Jesus. How many know sometimes you don't even know what to pray? But you just cry out, Jesus. Jesus. Most of us who ever hit our brakes suddenly in our car because somebody run out in front of us and we don't say anything else. We say, Jesus. Jesus, help me and help that nut that just pulled out in front of me. Jesus. That tells me that God is with me. That is right there beside me. That is walking with me, sister. He's talking with him. Matthew 28:20 says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. I love that statement at the end. Amen. I'm going to seal the deal. Yes. I sealed the deal with an amen. That's what the Lord said. He said, I'm with you. And don't even doubt it. Yes, I'm with you. Amen. Don't even in your mind, don't have a thought that I won't be there. I'm going to be there every step of the way. The Bible says in John 14:8, he said, I will not leave you comfortless, but I will come unto you. The name of Jesus tells me that God is with me every step of the way. In my life, in my work, in my home, in my career, in my family, in my church, everywhere I go, he's right beside me. But how many know, as a child of God, we go further than that? He said, you'll know the Spirit. The world don't know him because they have no part with him. But you'll know him because he's with you and he dwells within you. I come to tell somebody tonight, if you're baptized in the Holy Ghost, not only is he at your right hand, but he's in your heart, he's in your mind, he's everywhere you are. I come to tell you, you can't find, you can't hide from him, you can't run from him, you can't sneak around on him. He's right there with you everywhere you are. He said, I'm with you everywhere you go, everything you do, every act that you act, every thought that you talk, I'm right there with you. I come to tell somebody, you got to encourage yourself in the Lord and know that he is with you wherever you go and whatever you're in. God is with you, amen. He is right beside you and he lives on the inside of you. Name of the Lord Jesus reminds me that God is with me. I don't know who that is, but that was bad to the bone. That was pretty good on timing right there. I usually would tell you to hang up and tell them because you'll call them back. But I'm telling you, we'll take that in Jesus' name. Because Jesus is bad to the bone. Now don't text them that and wait until after service. But what an amazing idea. And a thought process when we begin to think about it with our finite minds, that the God that created heaven and earth is my friend. I got a congregation back here too. I didn't forget about you. That he's with me. The Bible says that he sticks closer than a brother. That he is the one that spoke the world into existence, loves me enough to live on the inside of me. He cares about my every need. He cares about my every want. He cares about me enough to be up all night watching over me and protecting me and taking care of me and providing for me. He cares. The one that spoke this thing, the one that took dirt from the ground and made man and breathed life into it, cares for you. Give him praise. Amen. He's with me. He's in me. And it's that name that reminds me of that. That powerful name. Hallelujah. And I'm going to come to a close here in just a minute. I ain't even asked for 5 more minutes. The name of Jesus tells me that my prayers can be answered. How many of you know he cares enough about you to answer your prayers? John 14:13, and whatsoever you ask in my name, that I will do, that it may glorify my Father. Ask anything in my name and I will do it. It's the next verse that he says. Ask any name. Ask in my name. And John 16:24 says, until now have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be filled. How many know the Bible says you have not because you what? Y'all know your scriptures. But the name of Jesus reminds me that God is on my side. And that when I need him, he's right there. And that when I kneel in prayer and I'm praying for the needs of my life and my family's life and my church's life and your life, amen, that the Lord hears my prayer and he will answer that prayer because I ask. I don't ask in the power of Jason. I don't ask in the power of my church. I don't ask in the power of my brothers and sisters. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask in the authority. Jesus said, all authority has been given unto me in heaven and on earth. I ask with a name that has all authority. My name doesn't have that much authority. My name doesn't have that much power. But when we ask in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, mountains begin to move, walls begin to fall, seas spread open, and something happens for every one of us when we ask in Jesus' name. Jesus. Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word and do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Jeremiah 33:3 says, call to me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you know not. What a name. What a lovely name. In that name, things can turn around. In that name, healing can take place. In that name, miracles happen in his name. Amen? How many believe in miracles? Give him praise. Amen. Last year we had our service here and we did the shop with a cop and God performed something miracle. It was an amazing thing. And then a few days after that, on Monday morning, I believe it was, we got a phone call from my daughter saying, I'm going to the hospital with my granddaughter, Rosalyn. She's only about 2 months old. And we go. Now, how many grandparents in the house? Don't you love them? We should have had them jokers first. My heart broke when I walked into that emergency room. My 2-month-old granddaughter was breathing so hard that you could see all her rib cage. There were 6 or 7 people in there working on her, trying their best to get oxygen into her. Me and my wife went in there, and immediately we hit our knees in the emergency room. Didn't care for how many doctors and nurses and whether they believed or not, we had to get a hold of God. Amen? They took her, And finally, they had to get somebody from Children's Hospital to come down and incubate her and take her to Atlanta. And for the next 2 weeks, she stayed in that hospital, and she was on life support. The only thing the doctor would ever tell us is, we don't know what's happened, and we don't know what's going to happen. During the COVID season, so I was not allowed, there was only two people on the list that could go up, and they chose my wife and my son-in-law's mother. Every day I went to that hospital, every day, knowing I could not go up to that room, Brother Eddie. And I didn't do it for show, and I didn't do it for accolades, but I found me a red chair in the waiting room. That's the only place I could go from the waiting room to the restroom, and that was the only two places I could go. And most people said, well, why would you even go knowing you can't go? Because I'm a daddy, and I'm a granddaddy, and I need God to move. Amen. And I spoiled them both. And I went every day, and I knelt down, my face planted in that chair. And I called on the name of the Lord. Every day I went down and I bent down and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed. And I'd go to the restroom and come back and pray some more with my face planted in it. I made that red chair an altar there. And I called on the name of Jesus. I would pray and I would say, in Jesus' name, there's a miracle going to the third floor. In the name of Jesus, there's a miracle going to the third floor. In the name of Jesus, there's healing going to the third floor. In the name of Jesus. And I prayed every day, and I called on God, and I spoke the name of Jesus. I said, in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood over her. I pray healing over her. I pray the anointing of the Holy Ghost over her. I pray the power of God over her. I spoke His name, because I knew that in His name there's healing. In His name there's deliverance. In His name there's power. And I prayed it every day over her, sitting at the red chair. Somebody probably got the Holy Ghost after that, just by sitting in the chair. And I prayed because I knew that in the name of Jesus, a miracle could happen. Christmas Day, I go down to the red chair. I find my altar. I pray healing in Jesus' name. I pray miracle in Jesus' name. I get a text. My wife said, they're going to let you come up because it's Christmas. You'd have thought I got a new car, man. I got on that elevator. I'm full of emotions. Got off the elevator, seen my daughter, hugged her, talked to my son-in-law. We gave them Christmas gifts. That was where we spent Christmas last year, was at the hospital. My wife said, come on. Now, if I start crying, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to turn because I'm an ugly crier. I walked in that room, didn't know how she was, didn't know all was going on. And over there in that little bed was my granddaughter, who was not on the vent and who was breathing on her own. I'm going to be honest with you. I lost it in that hospital room. I began to cry and pray in tongues and praise the Lord. I reached down, grabbed her up. She looked at me and gooed one time, and Papa lost everything he had, baby. I let it all go. I come to tell you, in Jesus' name, there's a miracle on the way. In Jesus' name, there's an answer to your prayer. In the name of Jesus, there's a way where seems to be no way. In Jesus' name, something in your life can turn around. We come tonight to lift up the name of Jesus, and I come to encourage you. We're going to pray tonight. If you'll come to the altar, bring whatever you've got and bring whatever your need is. We're going to pray in Jesus' name, and we're going to seek God do something in your life. Give Him praise. Amen. Stand to your feet all over the house. Lord, we're about to call this altar call. I don't know all the needs that's represented in this house. I don't know all the desires. I don't know all the suffering. I don't know all the problems. But I know that You are sufficient for all things. God, if there's a physical need in this house, God, I know in the name of Jesus, there's healing on the way because you took the whipping and the stripes for that healing. God, if there's a financial need, you said you'll supply all our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus. God, if there's an emotional need, you said you come to mend the brokenhearted. Not all of our scars and not all of our pains are external. Sometimes they're internal. And Lord, I pray as we open this altar call, let us be real tonight. Let us come to this altar. Let us bring our needs. Let us bring our desires and our wants. And God, I pray for the power of God to meet us here tonight. I pray for the presence and the glory of God to come into this place. And Lord, we're going to pray in your name because there's something powerful that happens when we call on the name of the Lord. Tonight, if there's a need in the house, if there's anything you have need of, physical, mental, spiritual, whatever it may be, please come and let's get in the presence of God.
Going through so many changes. What's the news for today? Somebody's hurt, somebody's aching. Somebody's trying to find a way. A heavy heart can break your wings. A troubled soul leaves time standing still. So if you're hurting, please don't hide. Lift up your head, I'm on your side. When every mountain seems too high, every river looks too high.
We know my dreams.
When my dreams are lost at sea,
that's when my Jesus comes alive.
Jesus rescues me.
My faith is strong.
My faith is strong. Carries me.
Oh, sometimes we,
sometimes weak, I still believe. My life is built on this desire, that through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
I know you're looking for an answer, searching for some hope to hold. But those empty hands, they leave you waiting and praying for a miracle.
But Jesus hears your every cry. He sees the walls that you can't climb. And he will heal your hurting soul. He'll lead you safely to
looks too wide.
But sometimes when we cry, I still believe. My life is built on this desire that through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me. I know you're looking for an searching for some hope to hold. Those empty hands, they leave you waiting and praying for a miracle. But Jesus hears your every cry. He sees the walls that you can't climb, and He will heal your hurting soul and lead you safely to His home. Sometimes a week I still believe my life is built on this design that through the flood and through the fire, Jesus rescues me.
through the flood and through the fire. Jesus rescues me.
I just
when the way grew dim, and how great it would be to have his footsteps in mine and walk with the Master.
Come on, somebody give him praise in the house. I want to know something in the house right quick. How many in the house could say, if it had not been for the Lord, I would not be here? How many can testify that God has done something miraculous and powerful in your life? Can I make you be honest tonight? How many in this house would raise your hand and said, if God doesn't move, I'm not going to make it. If God doesn't change, it won't be changed. If God doesn't heal, it can't be healed. If God doesn't deliver, it won't be delivered. How many would be honest tonight and say, that's me. I'm in that situation tonight. I need a move of God. How many would be honest and say, I need a move of God in my finances, in my family, in my body, in my ministry? I need a move of God. How many would be honest tonight? If you would be honest tonight, can you come forward? And for those of you who say, I've been there, and I had that same mindset, and I had that same issue, and God moved, I want you behind these people. I want you behind them. I want you behind them because they need your prayers. They need your prayers for their body. They need your prayers for their finances. They need your prayers for their emotion. They need your prayers for their mind.
Lord, we know that you're able. God, you do exceeding abundantly.
Y'all ready?
All that we can ever ask.
I want y'all to look at me real quick. God's about to do something in your life. Do you believe it? Let's take it right now. The name of...
I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. I'm declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Shadows just want to speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. Till every soul held captive by depression, I'll speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadow, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. Jesus, for my family, I speak your holy name, Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountain, and Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness, over every enemy. Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Thank you.
give him praise. Amen. Come on, lift your hands towards heaven tonight. Glorify the name of Jesus. If you're able, if you have the ability, stretch your hands towards heaven right now. Stretch them towards heaven right now. Lord, I pray that even a greater anointing come falling down on this house. Even a greater anointing come falling down in this house. Even a greater anointing of healing, even a greater anointing of deliverance come falling down in this house right now. God, we lift our hands not just to give, but we lift our hands to receive, Lord. To receive tonight, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Give him praise all over the house. Give him praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Judy comes to our church. Her and Brother Andy have a daughter. She's having a kidney removed Friday. She's got kidney cancer. It doesn't matter where that is in your body, that's a fear. I watched this mother one Wednesday night get in that altar. And we had a service on a Wednesday night, much like we had tonight. Because she was determined. Now, I tried to close that service 3 times and she refused to leave that altar. That's what we need, amen? We need to refuse to leave the altar until we got a move from God, amen? I want you to stretch your hands this way. We're going to rebuke cancer in Jesus' name. To shout Jesus one time. Glory, hallelujah. The name that is above every name. The only reason we're here is because of the name of Jesus. I have enjoyed myself, have you? Amen. Thank you so much for being here. Stepped out. Everybody remember who was here last year? Raise your hand. We did what? $5,000 last year. Even. I challenged my church, and Brother Eddie challenged his church, and somebody else challenged their church, and because it wasn't at 5,000 when we started, it was 5,000 when we ended. Right now, we're at $5,789.40. Let's even that off. There'll be another check by the end of service. $6,000 raised for Shop with a Cop. Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Amen. Now, my education come from Temple, so give me a minute. And if you see some smoke coming out of my ears, but If I'm not bad mistaken, we're right at $21,000, maybe a little over, for the year of help and support. Amen. God is good. Praise the Lord. I've asked Brother Eddie to come and close us in prayer. Again, we have a fellowship meal plan. Please stay. Just take a few minutes, grab you something to snack on, fellowship a little bit, go home. I understand that, but we want to fellowship with you. We love you. Thank you so much.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when we pray, we'll go ahead and bless the food so you won't have to wait. You can go ahead and begin the food. Bible said when they prayed, the place was shaken. I still am shaken tonight, aren't you? Amen. Before we do anything else, before another word is spoken, I want you to stand with me if you possibly can. And I want you to give some love to our men and women in blue. We love you. We appreciate what you do. We pray for you on a daily basis. We pray for your protection. And God will be with you every day. Thank you. I know you don't get enough love, but I want you to know we love you. And we appreciate the job that you do. All right. With every head bowed, every eye closed, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you did it again. Father, we're so thankful, God, for the blessing that you bestowed upon us tonight. God, we're thankful for those who came into the doors with hungry hearts tonight, hungry to glorify and to praise you, for every song that was sung, for the instruments that were played, for the message that was brought to our hearts tonight, God, to ensure us that you're always with us. Father, let us never, ever forget that. Father, we pray your blessing upon this congregation. If there's anyone here tonight, God, who's unsaved and unprepared, Father, let them not take another moment without making that decision to accept you into their life. Father, as we go now to the Curtis Center next door, I pray, God, that you'll be with us. Bless us and keep us safe. Bless the food that's been prepared, Father. We'll give you praise and honor and glory. In the name of Jesus, and everybody says, amen. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord.